Jared Kilway, VP of Digital Operations for CASA Automotive Group in Texas. Jared, thanks for joining us today.
Jordan, always a pleasure, my friend. Great to see you again.
There's a lot of big changes coming. Different generations need to be able to buy cars differently and transact differently. What's the biggest eye-opening thing that you've seen over the last few months in your new role?
The biggest thing is simply this, Jordan. You know, I left the dealer side of this a little over just right about 3 years ago now.
Sure.
And a lot has changed in the industry in 3 years, but the one thing that hasn't changed is the way people continuously engage, follow up, and really adopt technology. And it's kind of the same thing from where I was when I left with digital retail and service acquisition and service to sales. And it's a lot of people are still trying to figure some of these components and pieces out. So I know we had inventory shortage. We had the gross profit of all time. And it feels like nothing's changed from when I left, except for the fact a lot of people in the retail space have just been being okay because you were allowed to, because there was so much demand and such little inventory. But now we're in this not downward slope. We're in a situation of kind of self-leveling, I would say, from the industry, that we now have to put our hats back on and start thinking, how are we going to do this differently this next time around? Who are we going to target? How are we going to target? And what are we going to do to be effective with every single thing we do?
Yeah, that's right. So I think strategy is the top thing that comes to my mind, is that there's so much that has happened over the last, let's say, 4 years. At the beginning of this era, it was so easy for dealers to be successful without having to put in a ton of effort and actually have a strategy. They could just exist and they would be successful. And now that we're at kind of the end of that era and transitioning into the next one, there's going to be the best ones are those that strategize, that track it, and then also follow that true attribution to really make sense of what they have, why it's working, and then continue to invest in those different areas. What do you think? So another thing comes to the top of my mind is process. So for you, process has always been so important no matter where you're at. I mean, that's just something you've spoken over and over and over again. How have you helped CASA reinvent their process in how they're selling cars or marketing, and even just tracking their digital operations?
Well, it's standardization. It's having one song sheet to be singing from rather than 20. It's having a clearly defined process. And coming in, it's asking, what is your process? What is your trade appraisal process? I asked them, all the GMs, and I'm like, they're like, oh, well, we do this, we do that, we do this. I said, great, let me talk to you 5 year salespeople. And it was completely different. I said, so there's a process, but everybody has one. We don't have a centralized, fully detailed, written out structured process. And that's okay. I'll help with you, and collaboratively, we're going to come up with one. And we have. And that's been huge to have them right out of the gate. And that's what they're starting to realize. But it's what's your process to kick off a month? What are the steps that you need to do to close out last month, but also kick off this month? Get your specials done. Find your top 10 oldest cars for new. Make sure they're clean, washed in the showroom. Your 10 oldest cars on used, walk them. Make sure they're frontline ready. See if they smell bad. Stuff like that. But basic written out processes like this that you can then hold accountability to.
That's right.
Which accountability is equally important as process, but you can't hold accountability without process.
Yeah, exactly.
So they go hand in hand.
Yeah, for sure. Process is your map, and then making sure you're on track to those results or to those goals is the accountability side. So just like you said, they might know what the process is, but everybody is not following that. If you ask your management that, of course, like you said, they'll tell you what it is. But when you talk to your top five salespeople and they say, actually, we do this, we do that, they're just not following it. And they know it. So someone like you can come in and really help strategize that, define the process, and then also hold them accountable. It's easy when you're at the beginning of the month and you say, I want to sell 20 cars. It's hard when you're halfway through the month and you're still five cars behind where you need to be pace-wise at the very basic level. So I can imagine that the accountability side of it makes a huge difference in your involvement.
100%. And it's things all the way down from BDC, e-com, lead handling to...
Yeah, that's right.
marketing and specials, what is, you know, the strategy to it, and even down to paid search. I mean, everything is structured to a process and then accountability. So that's really what I've brought in just right out of the gate to kind of help set a foundation. I know we can look at the shiny objects. The shiny objects, I look at those as like kind of the paintings on the wall and what color we want to paint the walls and make everything look pretty. But right now we got to make sure the foundation is core and set so that when we get to that point, we don't have the foundation crumbling below us that we have to go back and start fixing. So a lot of foundational work right now, which is amazing to be part of with the CASA team, and they are so excited for it too. That's really going to give us the ability to really start planning and strategize for the next generation, which is extremely exciting.
Yeah. And like the next generation, we're talking about 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds. They're going to be buying cars, you know, not next year, but they're going to be buying cars in 5 to 10 years. And if you can really decide and discover and then decide a great way to reach that generation, like that's going to be the big winners in the next, again, not 1 year, but the next like 5 to 10 to 15 years. Those are going to be the big winners.
Absolutely. And it's the only way you can start planning and strategize that is, you know, what we learned at Isuzu last year when we were out at Isuzucon from, you know, Savannah Bananas owner, which is you got to test and experiment daily. So what are we doing to test and experiment different things that nobody has done or we have never done that we don't know the results? But hey, you know what? For a $500 investment, I'm going to test this and we're going to see what shakes out from it. And then we can come back to the drawing board and say, okay, this worked, this didn't work, this worked, why did it work, this didn't work, what prevented it from working, etc. So that we are building an arsenal in our tool chest that we can readily deploy as needed based upon inventory levels increasing, pre-owned vehicle demand increasing, but low availability, etc. We, in essence, have these levers. We're just pulling levers in the background now, but we have to test and experiment to figure out which one do we need to pull based upon the need of the store at that very time and moment.
Yeah, that's right. So, Jared, I look at you, and it's just really inspiring to see like this renewed belief in automotive and everything that you do. What is it about automotive that makes you so excited to go to work every day?
It's you nailed it. It's this next generation. As you know, father, four daughters, you know, I'm looking at them, and my oldest is 13. It's like she is that generation. So how is she going to buy her first car? And it's planning for those audiences that we don't know. It really excites me because I look at where, you know, our generation, you know, we were looked at as kind of like, oh, the internet's a fad, it's not real. And now it's, you know, Facebook goes down and AT&T goes down this month.
Yeah.
And it's pure pandemonium and panic, but everybody
LinkedIn
thought,
goes down.
We're the problem. We're the generation that, oh, this is just a fad, no worries. But now you got people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s that, hey, they don't know what to do because they don't have a house phone. They can't make a phone call. And they rely so heavily on maps that they don't know where they're at and know how to get home. Yeah. So it's that generation as well of what's coming is really already here. But how are we able to perfect this for the next phase with technology, automation, AI, and overall just process adoption of all of that? To really benefit the current wave that we're going through with technology, but then also plan to build, grow, scale for this next generation too.
Yeah, for sure, Jared. So I'm excited about where the future goes, not just for you, but for automotive and for also the next generation of shoppers. And I'm just excited to keep talking with you and seeing some great strategy that you come up with, Jared, over the next few weeks and few months. So Jared, thanks so much for joining us today.
Jordan, it's always a pleasure, man. Thank you for having me, and I'm excited to see here out at IsuzuCon again this year for the third in a row. So, very excited to see you guys.
I'm looking forward to it, Jared. Thank you.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Isuzu. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.